Tuesday afternoon, a rainy day today. And Cindy, yeah, it's been, we need the rain, don't we?
We do. We definitely do.
That's right. So it's a great day to get inside, right?
And come and visit us at the Appleton Public Library.
That was a good lead-in, wasn't it?
It was fabulous. You know, I mean, it's a great place to hang out. It's somewhat quiet, or you can request a room to have it be totally quiet.
Yep.
And then we've got everything here, newspapers, magazines, books. I mean, you name it, we've got it.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the newspapers, because that's one of my favorite things when I go into libraries. I go look for the newspaper stand, and I read the other local newspapers. I love that.
Yeah, you know, we've got computers, we've got air printing. I mean, it's kind of interesting how many times a day people bring their cell phones in and want to print from them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just amazing, and I think it's the biggest service almost that we can, you know, a big service that we can offer our public is they come in, we've got a set of instructions, and wham, bam, they can print directly from their telephone, or their cell phone, I should say,
yeah,
or portable devices. Some of them have brought laptops, iPads, all sorts of different things that we can air print to them, and that means print through the air, of course,
right,
directly to our printer. So it's a great service that we're able to offer,
right,
and kind of unusual, I think, because you would think more would offer it,
right,
and quite a few libraries do,
right.
But we really have them come in to do that.
Yeah, so. And you help them if they have a problem.
Oh, sure,
you know, it's
sure,
a wireless thing, so you can help them on their phone and stuff for that.
We can. I mean, there are some phones that are not print phones. It seems like the less sophisticated they are, the phones, because there's such a variety of phones out there, mm-hmm, that some of them do not allow printing. And it's pretty rare that we come across a phone that's like that. But, you know, sometimes we do.
Okay.
And and then, you know, we always have the computers for you to just log into your email or whatever it is that you're trying to print to. So
Right. There's
always options, is what I'm saying.
Yep. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, this week on Wednesday, we are going to be talking about what is the weather and doing some weather-related activities on Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. So that's one exciting thing that we have coming up here at the Appleton Public Library. Also, Laura Thomas will be here on, oh, nope, I guess she was here last week. I better look at that. Sorry, she's not here this week. She was here last week.
All right.
We will be closed on Monday for the Memorial Day holiday, which is the 26th of May. And then the next event next week is bingo. We've got a bingo program after school on May 28th. And that pretty much rounds up the month of May, but there's so much to look forward to because it is going to be a sensational summer.
Yeah, you have a lot of things planned, don't you, for summer?
It's just incredible. I mean, first off, we're going to offer two programs, one for elementary age children. So I think it starts at like age 4 or so up to 12. And then we are offering a teen program as well that is for anyone that's got a teen, I suppose, in the number of their age. And just so many fun activities. The teen program is a scratch-off program. So you pretty much have a number of activities that you will do. And then, of course, one of them is reading books, attending a program, or complete a reading challenge, and then you earn scratch-offs where you can earn all sorts of, or win all sorts of prizes. We've got like 4 categories of prizes, sweet, salty, techie, you know, all that type of stuff. Plus, we were able to get a teen grant to help us give away some really big prizes. We're doing a weekly drawings for teens for gift cards. So, yeah, we're super fortunate to be able to get a $1,000 grant to help us basically pay for this entire teen program. So what a win there.
Really?
And then the children's program is sponsored by our local home-to-home store. And they are such great sponsors for us, absolutely fabulous. So we're able to purchase lots of wonderful prizes. And we've got an incredible lineup of activities, including, but not limited to, a balloon artist will be here. We've got a juggler program coming, a dinosaur program. And then we are going to be offering Climb Theater, a theater production, which will include some of the kids from the audience. So lots of really fun, exciting things coming up this summer for children and teens, that's for sure.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let's talk about what people are reading then.
Well, there's a lot of new things out there. New this week for fiction is A Shield of Sparrows by Devney Perry. It's a princess deals with various adversaries as she moves into the role she chooses for herself, not the one chosen for her. Frederick Bachman has a new book out called My Friends. It's a young woman looks into the story behind a painting that was made 25 years ago and a small group of teens depicted in it. The Missing Half by Ashley Flowers and Alex Keister is years after their sister went missing in a similar way. Nicole Monroe and Jenna Connor team up to search for them. Then there's a new book by Danny Francis called Silver Elite. Another new book out called The Names by Forrest Knapp. And then, of course, we've got new things also in hardcover nonfiction. Nate Bargatze is Big Dumb Eyes. The Grammy Award-nominated comedian shares snippets from his life and career, and I'm sorry if I said that last name incorrectly. And then Tina by Niall Harbison is a story of a golden retriever who was rescued in Thailand and became the inspiration for a dog hospital that was named after her. Keith McNally has a new book out called I Regret Almost Everything. The restaurateur shares moments from his life and the creation of a well-regarded culinary establishment. Also new is Karen by Kelsey Grammer. The award-winning actor recounts the murder of his younger sister, who was 18 years old at the time in 1975. That had to be a very difficult book to write. The Kingdom of Cain by Andrew Clavin is a media commentator and author considers how the transformation of evil in art can inform how one might do likewise in life. Lots of new things out there and kind of preparing us for a summer of reading, maybe. But if you are looking for something exciting to read, stop on down. We're all readers here. We love to make book recommendations or help you look for what you are trying to find.
All right. Real good, Cindy. So where's the library located? How's the construction going on?
Well, we are located at 50 East Rooney, but you'll have to take a detour because that road is completely kind of a muddy mess right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, it is what it is. It's going to be a fabulous project once it's done, but until then, we're going to have to make a lot of concessions. And so keep that in mind when you're coming to the library. Instead of going down
right,
your normal road of Rooney, you might want to go a block ahead.
Okay.
Anyway, and then come on down, because we've got plenty of parking here, right here in front of the library, as well as on the other side of the 52 wing. So
okay,
there's plenty of parking for people. We had a group of like 40 people here last week, and they all managed to find parking. So we're managing to handle it. Keep in mind that we may have to close once or twice during this whole construction, because I think they're cutting our electricity off one day.
Okay.
Anyway, because they've got to replace some really big electrical stuff on this street. So we may have to do some of that.
All right, just let us know when that happens, and we'll get the word out.
Sure, will do, will do. But thank you for asking.
All right. All right, thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week, Paul.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.